most diesel repair shops are started by diesel mechanics. They start the business because they're good in fixing diesel engines. In fact, they're so good that usually they're the best mechanic in the shop. They're the most productive. And at some point, they get sick and tired of working for a boss that doesn't know what he's doing, doesn't appreciate him, and he doesn't make enough money. And so he starts his own diesel repair shop, believing that because he is really good at repairing diesel engines, he will be an entrepreneur and be successful owning a diesel repair business. And this is where the problem begins, because it's a false belief. The truth is that an entrepreneur starts a business with investment capital because there is an opportunity to start a business that can make money based upon a need in that particular marketing area for a product or service. They write a plan to make money. They hire the mechanics. They hire the bookkeeper. They hire the marketing and advertising agency. And they run the business, making sure that all those components are working perfectly. The repair shops get started, and the diesel repair mechanic begins to repair vehicles, and he does a great job. And so then he gets a customer, and then he gets a repeat customer, and before you know it, he's busy, so busy in fact, he has to go and hire, yes, another mechanic. And so now he has two mechanics, himself and the other one. Next thing you know, there's a tremendous amount of paperwork. Invoices have to be written. Estimates have to be written. Invoices have to be sent out. Bills have to be paid. Taxes have to be calculated. As government has created more and more paperwork needs, the administrative end of the business ends up being a nightmare. And the mechanic usually has a bookkeeper. The bookkeeper ends up running the business. Why? Usually because the diesel mechanic is busy doing what? Yeah. Fixing engines, repairing diesel motors, because that's what he does best. For a while that goes on, it's like a miracle, because the bookkeeper is getting the paperwork done, the bills are getting paid, invoices are going out, and things are working pretty smoothly. In fact, things are humming along almost too good to be true. Then all of a sudden, one Saturday night, the mechanic, the owner, gets a call from the bookkeeper. Oh no. Yes, the bookkeeper announces they found a different job, and they're giving their 2-week notice. The repair shop owner hangs up the phone, freaking out because there's no one to replace the bookkeeper. And so he starts to try to find another bookkeeper. In the meantime, the bills aren't getting paid. The paperwork is piling up. Customers are getting unhappy. And one morning, the owner of that shop doesn't even want to get out of bed, and his spouse says to him, "Hey, honey, it's time to get up and go to work. What are you doing?" And he, "Are you sick? How come you're not going in?" And he turns to his wife and he says, "I don't want to go there anymore. I hate that business." And so over time, he starts to downsize. And so he becomes a one-man shop again, maybe having a little help here and there. But basically, now he has a job, not a business. Because if he doesn't go to work, no work gets done. And without any work getting done, there isn't any paycheck coming in. And so he's right back where he started from. All of this is avoidable with systems. Systems are the documentation, the step-by-step instructions, the policies and procedures of how to hire, how to fire, how to motivate people so they get the work done on time, how to get the bills paid on time, doing budgeting, doing accounts payable, how to do payroll, how to do marketing and sales to get the next customer, how to do efficiency studies to make sure profitability goes up, so on and so forth. All large repair shops that go on generation after generation finally have figured this out. Okay, so now you own the larger repair shop. You did survive. You got some systems in place. You've got two or three mechanics or more. But now different kind of problems start to creep up. It's nothing new. You've seen it building over the years, except now it's getting intolerable. The cost of paying those mechanics is increasing. Why? Because minimum wage has gone up, which has driven up the pay rate of every position in the shop. Because taxes have gone up. Because Social Security taxes have gone up. Because the rent has gone up. Because insurance has gone up. And so on and so forth. And so now it's more difficult to make a profit in the business than it was before because of these cost increases. At the same time, diesel mechanics are becoming a rare breed. Not very many are coming out of school. And as a result of that, there is a shortage of diesel repair mechanics, at least ones that you could, that you'd want to hire because they're trainable and they're going to do what you ask them to do. They're going to do a quality job to get the customer taken care of quickly, efficiently, with quality work. Running that kind of a business in this generation has changed forever because of technology. Not only technology, but because we live in a different culture. Fewer people seem to want to work hard. And so growing that repair shop to a point where the valuation can end up being such it could be transferred to another owner, in other words, sold for a profit, becomes more difficult. Most business valuation is driven by a return on investment, where an outsider is going to want to get somewhere between 20 and 30% of their investment during that transaction, whether it's another repair shop or if it's just another mechanic who wants to buy out that business. If that business is not generating enough profit to give that return, the business cannot be sold. If the business cannot be sold, you end up liquidating the business, which is a very painful, difficult, financially destructive way to close out your career as a diesel shop business owner. If a diesel shop owner is interested in turning this situation around and changing that outcome, to pretty much guarantee he's going to be able to get hundreds of thousands of dollars at the end of that business career because he was able to transfer that business, we're going to show you how in this series. By spending less than 1 hour a week, we are going to teach, shop owners how to write a strategic objective, how to create an organizational plan, including brief job descriptions for the positions required, the amount of pay for each one of those positions, the amount of work expected from each one of those, along with measuring tools to ensure that that's happening. Methods to write a simple but effective employee manual, along with policies and procedures. And finally, a marketing and sales plan to ensure that the customers continually come. If a business with 4 or 5 mechanics is generating $500,000 or more per year, it should be netting about $100,000. A purchase price of 1 to 5 times earnings is not out of the question. So if this formula was followed, it would be a reasonable expectation that the end result would be the sale of the business for somewhere between $100,000 and $500,000 plus assets.